This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I've thought about this a long time. When teams have, and I promise you I'll get us back on track here, but when teams have these celebration, like, certain guys need to know the drunk level that they can get to. Like, certain guys need to know how much, because I think guys last night after they won that got absolutely trashed. Like Justin Verlander, he could get three full sheets to the wind, because it don't matter for him. Bregman, maybe a little less. Altuve, no, I ain't playing. You can get trashed.
The guy is drunk.
Shea Whitcomb, you know you probably going to have to play tomorrow. You have to just kind of get a buzz.
I think he was playing drunk.
And I think maybe Shea went in there on his first one. This is first one, Clint. I think Shea may have let it get away from him in there. And that may be the reason why he had the four errors. Shea may have gone out there, because it's hard, man, when you ain't never been there. Like, right now, like, it, you know, I'm better. But let me, about 10, 15 years ago, you know, Tyler, you're still dealing with this. But, like, 10, 15 years ago, if the drinks is in front of me, I wasn't able to pace myself. I wasn't able to stop myself. I'm going all the way in. And I believe Shea got in there and said, damn it, you never know. I may not be in here to celebrate another one. I'm about to get in here and go all the way. And then he forgot how much he was going to have to play the next day. I bet Kessinger, that's another one. You can't go too far. Just can get a buzz. Some guys like
that. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I think Shea was probably told that Bregman was going to start, so he just assumed that he was going to be able to coast. I doubt that Joe Espada let Shea, of all people, in on, hey, man, we're going to give Bregman a chance to get a standing ovation because we don't know if he's going to be a regular season Astro ever again. So I doubt they told him to be ready for the fifth inning, Ron.
Who all, by the way, 713-572-4610, who could have gotten completely trashed? Who is in the level of completely trashed, and well, then who is in the level of buzz?
If you've hit in the top five this year, you can get dumped.
Diaz had to play today. He had to catch. I'd have been pissed.
Would that not be terrible?
Oh, I'd be pissed. You got to pace yourself.
Oh, man.
Does Josh Hader pitch this? Oh, Josh Hader could have gotten absolutely destroyed.
I'm going to tell you, I've been hung over with a football helmet on in Dallas heat having to go through practice. I think the only thing worse would have to put catcher uniform on and catch a major league pitcher hungover.
I don't have time to have a
bad, you know what I mean?
Time.
Like similar gear, and then somebody's throwing 95-mile-an-hour beans at
you. He has at least had a buzz. Like, I bet John Singleton, John was on the fringe. He probably thought, maybe I can get away with a few. But no, John, you had to play. That's why he slid. That slide looked the way it did. Yeah, Jordan. Somebody said Jordan. Yeah, Jordan could get completely trashed.
No, he can't. He's got swelling. Alcohol will make that leg swell more.
That's all right. Framber,
it's a blood thinner. Get that blood circulating.
Somebody texted Framber. Framber
had 42 fully dressed Coronas. There ain't no doubt.
He might have been in his drawers midway through that celebration.
I bet his face looks like a Jack in the Box commercial right now.
It
I bet
will it not did. Be a
he
good
is
night.
Swole up, son.
All right, real quick, man. As we continue here, man, how they pull this thing off, Clint? Man, 7-19, 10 games behind the Mariners, like a couple months ago, without Tucker. Without Verlander for long stretches, every pitcher that worth the damn except for Ronel Blanco either started in Sugar Land or got injured and went on the IL.
The Astros were left for dead.
They were. Hell, I killed them. How did they pull this thing off, man? It's crazy.
It's wild to think that they were able to do it. It's crazy. The crazy thing is they did it by the All-Star break.
So fast.
I mean, it was just a matter of hanging on after the All-Star break. They did it before the All-Star break. I tell you what, Tony Gwynn said something a little earlier. By the way, if you have the Odyssey app, AUDACY, if you don't, download it. Because there's a rewind feature on there. We had Tony Gwynn Jr. on. What time was that, Ron?
That was at 2:40.
He's great, man. Go back and check him out. He's great. But he said something that I think it's again got me thinking about Joe Espada. It's a really good point that Joe, having known this squad inside and out, and then the squad also knowing Joe inside and out, when you look at the kind of season they had and the kind of adversity that they had to overcome, that had to be a monster factor in this thing.
Absolutely.
You know, when they hired Joe before all the wheels came off and I fell out of love with Joe, the only reason I had for liking the hire was, I mean, he was my number one candidate because, hey, just keep this train on the track, baby. Just keep this chemistry rolling. I don't need no hard ass coming in here and trying to do it his way. Just keep this thing rolling. And I quickly fell out of love with Joe Espada, and I'm out of love with Joe Espada. But that factor, when you talk about dealing with the adversity and making that kind of that comeback as quick as they did, I mean, it's hard to think that didn't play a big role.
They got a 5-game lead right now. Or a 4-game lead now after they lost that. They're coming into today, that they did it and cleared it with a 5-game lead.
Boy,
like as you said, the All Star break, they took it and just had a hold on. Yeah, amazing, amazing performance as those guys. Someone said, Ron, I guarantee Hector Neris got blasted. I think Hector knew he was the odd man out. Ryan Pressly pitched yesterday.
I think Hector's got a governor on his drinking anytime, anywhere. I think he's got a problem with fighting. I think he's got a fighting problem.
He looks like it gets away from him.
Could you imagine him drunk in a bar? Yeah, like crowded where
sober,
people are kind of running
sober,
into each other?
Sober with Julio Rodriguez.
Yeah.
By the way, Julio got the best of that today. Good God.
What did he do? Did he hit a bomb?
Towering bomb.